was a depressing task. Not that Keely would ever give up or stop looking. Her prince was out there, and she was bound and determined to do whatever it took to find him. And, of course, because Karma liked to kick her in the ass from time to time to keep her humble, a prince she couldn't have decided to make his appearance at that very moment. Gio Moretti, like all the Moretti men, was the living embodiment of tall, dark, and tatted to perfection handsome. And as such, he starred in pretty much every fantasy, romantic, sexy, and kinky, that she'd had since puberty. Gio approached their table, scowling, and Keely didn't even bother to hide her grin. She knew why he was pissed off, and it amused her to no end. "Down, boy," she said when he was within hearing distance.
"Did you invite Gage Russo?"
he asked. Keely shook her head. "No, but Penny might have." Gio grimaced.
"Yeah, she said she did. What's going on with those two?"
Liza snorted.
"Come on, cuz, you can't be that thick. I think it's pretty obvious what's been going on between them."
"Did you know about this?"
he asked the table, in general. Keely shook her head.
"Not really. They danced together once when we were all at Enigma, but Penny never alluded to anything between them. She definitely didn't tell us she was sleeping with him, but
wowza. I think that's pretty much a given."
"Why were you at Enigma?"
Gio plopped down in the empty chair next to her. Keely gave him a seriously look.
"Where else would we be? We're single ladies on the hunt for a man."
"Something incredibly difficult these days. There are no men worth dating in Philly, period. End of story." Liza chimed in. While Keely was still optimistic about her chances of finding the perfect guy, Liza was a lot more jaded. So jaded, in fact, that she joked her skin fairly shimmered with the blue-green hue. Gio smirked.
"You always say that. And yet, I have countless friends, brothers, and cousins who are great guys."
Liza rolled her eyes.
"Fat lot of good that does us. None of you guys will ever go out with Keely because you've shoehorned her into the eternal kid sister role, and I'm related to most of those yahoos you speak of."
"Just say the word, Gio, and I'd be yours forever," Keely teased, running her fingers up and down his tattooed arm.
God, she was a sucker for tats.
"Don't mean to brag or anything, but I'm awesome in bed."
He was completely unaffected by her flirting.
"I'll take your word for that."
"Smartass," she muttered.
Gio had never crossed the line with her, despite the fact she'd flirted with him for years. It was a harmless game she played with her brother's friends because they were all stand-up guys. And just as Liza said, they'd never see her as an available woman because she would always be Caden's little sister. Caden, who was sitting at a table nearby, yelled out,
"Behave yourself, Key. Leave poor Gio alone."
His words had the same impact as a dare, so she shifted her chair 2 inches to the right, ensuring that she was sitting even closer to Gio. She gave him a wicked come-hither smile, purely for her brother's benefit.
"Break the bro code. I'll make it worth your while,"
she cooed in her best sex vixen tone.
"Jesus."
Caden gave up, shaking his head as he turned his attention back to the people at his own table. Gio smirked, and then, because he was as shameless and accomplished as she was when it came to teasing, he rested his arm around the back of her chair.
"I took no vow, little one,"
Gio said, winking at Keely in that charming way of his. She wanted to be annoyed when he called her little one, but in truth, it got her girl parts purring like a well-loved kitten. Unwilling to let him claim the upper hand in their game, she shrank the distance between them by another inch or two.
"Just one kiss,"
Gio snorted.
"You can't handle me, Minx."
Keely relented, moving back and crossing her arms.
"All you're doing is proving that Liza's right. She and I are doomed to forever be the sister mascots for your merry band of men."
Gio didn't deny her comment. Instead, he offered a one-shoulder shrug that gave her the tiniest bit of hope he was serious about taking no vow.
Yep, optimist. That was her.